Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Bachelor Blab. I'm your host, Jackie Maroney, here with the one and only Aaron McNaught. Hello.
Hey, everybody. Hey, hey. Hope everybody's hanging in there.
What is wrong with you right now? Have you been drinking before this episode?
I have had zero alcoholic drinks.
Oh, interesting.
Zero.
You're just drunk on life, high on the times.
I feel like I've truly lost my mind. Like my mind is no longer mine. Like I will do something and this is a school thing, but the other day I was like telling the kids, I was like, okay, and take out these packets. And they're like, oh, I don't have them. I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay. You must've left them at home. I like continue on. Not 30 minutes later, the stack of packets is sitting by my desk. I never handed them out. Like, I never gave them to them. Like, it's just that's where I can't remember anything. Like, I'll think to do something, and then 1 minute later, I've forgotten what I was supposed to do. So I just feel like my brain is saying, I'm bowing out of 2020. I'll try again next year.
Honestly, aren't we all?
Yeah. So that's what I mean by, I hope everybody's hanging in there.
I know, seriously. It's going to be a rough couple months, I think. Hopefully, once we get to 2021, things will be better. It just sucks because, like, I don't know which year was worse for me, 2019 or 2020. And that's saying a lot. So I've had to do 2 years of this shit. Not of COVID shit, but just, like, of being miserable, you know?
Yeah, we just need you to be free.
I know.
We just need you to be free. Well, 2021 will also be a great year because that's when The Bachelor will premiere. I believe January 17th is the premiere date.
Weren't they supposed to show a promo during this episode? I feel like I didn't see it. But I saw a promo for the promo. You know what I mean?
I think that's what I saw was a promo for the promo. It was just him like standing there.
Yeah. Maybe they were playing it after the episode and I turned it off too soon. Whatever.
I don't know, but oh well. Matt James, we'll catch you another time, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're way more excited for Matt James than I am.
My friends are very excited for Matt James. They love him. I am solely a Tyler C. stan. I think Matt James is fine.
Right.
Like, I'm excited. I think he's going to be interesting. I think the girls are really going to go nuts for him. So I think we're going to get a lot of petty drama. I just am hoping that he's like a little bit more mature than Peter and that overall the season will just be better.
How many girls do you think are going to be there trying to get close with Matt James so that they can get close with Tyler C.?
That would be me if I was there.
I know.
So at least 30%, probably 40%. What do you think of tonight's episode?
I thought it was fine. I thought you were going to disagree, but so now we're on the same page. Yeah. I thought it was just okay. I mean, I have some hot takes and we can get into those, but once again, another classic Bachelorette episode. Although I will say, I feel like I've been very impressed with Tayshia overall, but I feel like in this episode, she really shined. She just, not only did she look beautiful every single time she was on the screen, but her personality is really coming through and she's so fun. Like you can see it with the way these guys are acting towards her. Like she is every man's dream girl. Cause she's not just like a pretty girl. Like she's super fun. She's super smart. She's very well spoken. Like she literally is the entire package. And I feel like we're finally seeing that as we get to see more of her personality.
She just seems very confident and comfortable in her own skin, which I think helps the guys be more themselves. Whereas like Claire's was almost like, I'm going to force you to be vulnerable. And like, she really tried, but it's like Tayshia, it's like almost happening more naturally, I think, with a lot of the guys. So I definitely am enjoying her as a Bachelorette. Overall, though, I thought the episode was kind of boring. It was like the same old drama. And it was one of those times when, again, I had to sit there and go, do I even like this show? Like, do I actually enjoy watching this show? Because I'm sitting here going, you know, like, I think I'd be more entertained by The Housewives. Sorry.
Well,
that's
right.
My first hot take,
right.
I guess.
So maybe you're a little bit more like me where you need some mess for the show to be good. Otherwise, it's like, it's nothing that we haven't seen before. And that is one of my takes, is that I wish this show was not so predictable, because I feel like right now I already know who wins. I didn't read any spoilers whatsoever. I just, based on the edits and the music that they play when Tayshia talks to certain people, I think I know who wins and who's like, I feel like I can call the final four right now. And I don't I want
to
be surprised.
I'm going to need you to make some bold predictions for us.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if I should save that for the end. Okay. I think Ben wins. And I think top four is, I'm a little iffy on who's the fourth. Ben, Zach C, Ivan, who kind of came out of left field, but I think he's going to go to hometowns and then go home before Fantasy Suites. And there's one more. I don't know who that
is. B Money. How would you slander his name in this way?
I'm sorry. I that was another take that like I'm over. I was never even under B Money, but I'm over it. I don't really get it, Erin.
Did you not see that cute little horse riding thing at the end?
Yeah, I did.
He's with fine. All the thrusting, I was sweating.
Oh my God. He's so fine. And I don't mean that in like a he's fine. I mean that in a mediocre, average way.
There's just something about him that is just so understated. Like, I just find him to be so adorable. No? Okay, no, yeah, we don't have to spend another episode talking.
Sure. Sure. I'm saying, okay, I'll wrap it up with this is that he's nice, but I feel like there are other guys there, like Zach C and Ben, who are hotter and also nice. As opposed to like Chasen, which like he's a classic fuckboy, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that there are definitely a lot of quality men. For some reason, I've just taken it upon myself to really root for this one. So that's
the heart wants what it wants. You can't change how you feel.
It's the truth. A very interesting top four. I don't really get those vibes, but I think this will be a fun game to see what happens. The previews are trying to make us think that like Noah's going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want that to be a thing because I think he's below Spencer now on my ratings list. He reminds me of, I feel like we're just totally going out of order, which I think is okay. He reminds me of pretty much like every boy that was in a fraternity at my school that like I went to like parties with. Like he's just like thinks that he is in a fraternity at like a lame state school. And it's like, you think that you're really cool in whatever little pond you live in. But then when you actually, like when you stand him up next to the rest of this cast and I'm going, him, Tayshia, really, that guy, the guy with the gross mustache, like, no, thank you.
Yes. He has very big fish in small pond energy. I was like, yes, trying to get those words correct. Yes. That's exactly how I feel about him as well. It's like, okay, you may think you're cute in your like random hometown of like central Pennsylvania. Oklahoma. Oh, is that where he's actually from? I just made something up. But yeah, but here on The Bachelorette, you are nothing. But I will say he looked a little bit better once he shaved his mustache. I really thought that made a tremendous difference in his appearance.
It 100% made a difference. I feel like I have had experience with men who do things to their appearance that make them look worse and they think that it's a personality trait. I will not name names on this podcast, but I just don't understand what that's about. Like, I think that comes from a very immature place. Like, look, my personality trait is wearing this stupid thing or growing this stupid thing on my face.
Because I get what you're saying.
Because you aren't secure enough in yourself as a person, in your actual personality, that you have to rely on like a fashion choice or a facial feature to like be your personality.
I agree, but I think an exception to that rule is when Dean had his mustache. I was like, oh, no. You are so confident in how attractive you are that you can put this disgusting thing on your face and know that people will still find you attractive. It could be one or the other. It could be like a big confidence thing. Okay. Whatever.
I also think that we were privy to knowing a little bit more about Dean's personality. Like, I think we just know that Dean is a pretty secure, confident person. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I didn't make that judgment. But I just think that Noah's comes from a place of, look how fun, like, this is going to get me attention. Look how funny I am.
Yeah. No, I agree with you in that sense, for sure. Give me a take. I feel like we haven't even given an official take.
My take is that, okay, here's one of my takes. Ed, knock it off.
I know. I
don't understand. At first, it was like just a comment. It was like a little tiff. It was fine. And then it just kind of turned into this huge deal over nothing. And okay, we literally just watched an episode where a good 40 minutes of it was grown men arguing over adjectives and nouns. I'm like, oh, I should play this in my writing lessons.
Yeah, seriously. Good education for your children.
Think of another adjective. Like, what is that? Are you me? Think of another adjective, friends. Like, what?
Yeah, no, that was one of mine too, is I think The Bachelor needs to take note that, like, this stupid fabricated drama that we get every single season in the beginning before the actual relationships develop and we, like, need to fill airtime is stupid. And why don't they just cut to, like, you guys have so much footage, I'm sure, of so many things going on. Why do we do this every single season? It's stupid and I don't care.
Right. I would rather them play more funny moments, like mm-hmm. with the horse thing or whatever. Yeah. Like, stuff that they shove at the end of the episode. I would rather the episode have those kind of moments than this fabricated drama between those two guys, because you know exactly how it went down. A producer said something to Ed to push him to say it out loud in front of the guys. A producer pushed Jason, stirred the pot. There you go. We have manufactured mm-hmm. TV drama.
Why do the guys fall for it though? It's like, have you guys never seen the show?
Well, I think part of it is for them, like, they want airtime.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, this was the first episode that Ed really got any airtime. And the thing is, at first, he really was coming across as, like, a go-with-the-flow guy. He was such a good sport about getting that, like, dumb biggest man-child award. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of got out of hand. And after your first argument, okay, fine, but then just let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. And I was surprised Tayshia kept him, honestly. Because I knew it was going to come down to the two of them at the end of the rose ceremony. And I feel like she does like Chase. Because I was actually watching with my sister and she was like, no, like they're both, she's going to send them both home. She's too mature for this. I was like, no, I think she actually likes Chase. So if anything, I thought she was going to keep him, send Ed home. And then when she kept both, I was like,
oh. Well, I was surprised at first. But then when I saw who she sent home, I was like, okay, this was like the last of the throwaway there. No offense to those guys, but you didn't get any screen time.
True. So. I didn't know any of their names and had never seen any of them before in my life. So
the only one that I knew, well, two of them were the new ones. So two of them were the new ones. And then the other one was Straight Jacket Jay, who got on my list from day one.
Well, great. So glad to be rid of Straight Jacket Jay.
Just like a final word on Straight Jacket Jay. I was very impressed over this season with his athletic abilities. In every sporting thing that they did, he just kind of would have these moments where I was like, oh, Jay's like randomly really good at water splash ball and Jay's really good at volleyball or dodgeball, whatever. I don't know sports, but he seemed good. So, and I think that that's what his job is. It has something to do with sports. So
okay,
he's probably good at his job. Just feel like I need to say something nice about him since I was so mean before.
That's really considerate of you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay, for your time. Hopefully we'll see you in paradise, but also hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
One of mine that is kind of, I don't know if this is lukewarm or super, super, super hot, is that I need to shout out Ashley Iaconetti for just, I really... seeing her and Jared on the screen, I was like, you know what? I need to respect the hustle of Ashley Iaconetti in the way that she has turned being like some rando mid-season, got sent home on like a 2-on-1, right? Or what did she stay on? Whatever. Who even cares? It doesn't matter. She has turned that into such a lucrative career that she is now one of the most popular people of Bachelor Nation. And she has been consistently like this for so long because she's from a way older season than some of these other people that are now hitting 1 million, even 2 million followers on Instagram. And I'm just like, wow, she turned this into an entire career. She's like an OG Bachelor social media hustler, and you have to respect it regardless of what you think about her and Jared's relationship. Although I do think they actually do love each other.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, if you get married and you stay together this long, you probably do like each other. I totally agree with your take. You have to respect it. She went from being the crying meme. I believe she was on Crystal's season. That's what I want to say.
Yes. You're right.
She went from being the crying meme on Crystal's season, like the joke of the season, to coming back, guest starring, like they're in the commercials. They were like going on some late night show tonight to talk about the season. Like,
yeah, no, she's turned it into a whole hosting career. Like, she's been on Access Hollywood, maybe, I don't know, a bunch of like very professional hosting things, and she then interviews other Bachelor people and acts as like that insider. So I don't know. I just really have to respect the hustle.
And I think a part of it, a lot of it is the hustle for her. She clearly has hustled, but I think it just goes to show how far actual vulnerability does get you on the show and mm-hmm. in life, because that was kind of her thing, right? Like she was crying all of the time. Like she was very, it was heartbreaking to watch her. Then we watched her just be in love with Jared and him not love her back. And she just was kind of so open and honest and just put it all out there and vulnerable the whole time. And I think that makes people like you, and that makes people kind of gravitate to you a little bit more. I think it's a similar reason why a lot of people like Hannah Brown, because that's very much what she did. Very vulnerable, very like, oh my goodness, I'm a mess, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like people like that.
Yes, because then you can't help but to root for them. Like say however I felt about Ashley Iaconetti, whatever, until all of that going on with Jared. And it's like, I can't not root for her. Like this has to work out. I hope it does. And yeah, it's nice to see it in this environment, in these unprecedented times.
Amazing take. Love that.
Thank you.
I want to go back to discussing, you said that you thought that Ben was a clear winner. Yes. I'd love to know your thoughts on why you think Ben.
Well, so totally superficially, I think he's gotten a lot of airtime. I think the music that they play when they're together alludes to the fact that he's going to be a major player. Also, so he's from Venice, California, but he's also an army veteran, I believe. So, yes. And I just think that combination is a really good, so take someone like Tayshia, who is from Orange County, which is actually a very conservative, very traditional area of California, even though California is super progressive and liberal, but combine that with Tayshia's personality and the fact that she is a woman of color. So I think she is traditional in some senses and more conservative, maybe in, you know, wants a traditional family and has maybe more standard gender roles in her household, but at the same time is obviously progressive and liberal and accepting and not a racist. And so combine like army veteran, but he also lives in Venice. I just like combine those two things. And I feel like you could get a perfect match for someone like Tayshia, who's from Orange County, but now did the Bachelor thing and moved to LA. Does that make sense? Kind of.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way at all, but that definitely makes sense. I felt like he is coming across as really great. Everything he says, mm-hmm. it's like heartthrob material. He had a really good line in this episode. He said, please hold while I scroll through my absolutely psychotic notes.
And I will also just say one more thing. If it's not Ben, then who is it? Because I don't see anyone else here that – I really like Zaxi a lot, but at the end of the day, I think he's a bit too old for her, not even in age, just in like the way they act, I think.
Yeah, I think Zaxi is really great. I think that he's surprised some people with how mm-hmm. how well he's coming across. But I don't see him as the winner. I don't know.
I see him being really, really devastated when he comes in like second or third place. Cause he's gonna be that guy who was so guarded for so long. He was 36 and single and then realized he wanted those things and finally opened up to Tayshia and then get his heart crushed. And if it weren't for Matt James being the Bachelor next, I was saying to Lauren, maybe Zaxi ends up then being the Bachelor, because I can just tell he's gonna have a massive heartbreak at the end of this. He's finally gonna open up to Tayshia after always being closed off and being a playboy or whatever he said, because he said he glorified being single or whatever.
It didn't even occur to me that none of them can be the Bachelor, because immediately that was what I was going to ask you. But do you think he would be a Bachelor pick? But that's not even an option. Wow.
I guess you never know like down the line, but who's going to care about Zaxi a year from now? We're going to have a whole new group of guys. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I see what you mean with Ben being winning material. So this is what he said. He said, okay, a grown-ass man is someone who is kind, who is humble, who protects people who can't protect themselves. I mean, even just airing that quote, right? Like they're trying to break some hearts. And then he said a little later, he said, hi, hello, I'm Ben. I didn't get a rose again. And it was really cute. He's had some very, very cute moments on this episode. So I definitely could see that gaining traction. The only thing that I felt was super awkward was he had his whole plan. He was going to wait till the end. And then Tayshia was kind of mean to him. Like she was low-key mean. And I kind of thought, ooh, if they end up together in the end and they're sitting on the couch now watching this back, I would be like, ooh, I'm so sorry. I was mean to you.
Yeah, but I also thought that maybe what was going on from Tayshia's perspective was that she felt so confident in her connection with Ben that she didn't feel like she needed to see him again at any point today. And it was just kind of like, oh, well, if he wants to come find, like playing a little hard to get moment. Like, if you want to come find me, you can spend time with me. But like for her, she did not need to see anymore. Like, obviously she knew that their connection was strong.
Okay.
I don't know.
This top four is really going to swirl around in my mind now. I have this fear that either Spencer or Noah or both of them is going to end up in there just based on the way that they've done the edits. Now, I'm easily tricked by edits, so that could be me being tricked, but they really make it seem in the trailers for the season that Noah is the guy that her dad's like, this guy's a joke, blah, blah, blah. And I'm so scared. That was one of my big things from this episode, like just watching her and Noah. I know we already talked about Noah, but I'm just so scared that she's gonna mess this up. She has these amazing men and I'm watching it just going, Tayshia, please don't mess this up.
Well, I think Noah's gonna go farther than Spencer. I think Spencer's gonna be like a big burn in the beginning and then he's gonna fade out quickly. Like, I think Tayshia's very attracted to him and then they're gonna like go on a one-on-one. She's gonna realize like there's nothing else there. I do think though, obviously things are going to happen. She's going to have some shitty guys. Like, maybe it will be Noah for drama, but I really do think Tayshia is smart. Like, I don't think she's going to make a bad decision when it comes to her final pick, you know? And I do think these are genuinely good guys. It's not like a Jed situation where we know that any of them are being shady, although maybe they are, who knows? But I have a hunch that Ben doesn't have many skeletons in his closet.
No, I definitely don't think Ben would have. Well, anything.
But also, you never know. Truly, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. All right, I like him for a front runner. Obviously, I'm going to stick B Money in my top four for sure.
Of course.
I kind of think, so I think Noah's going to be in there, either Noah or Spencer, like somebody dramatic's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. And then I agree about Zach C. So I would... Sadly, I'm going to kick out Ivan. I think that Ivan's going to make it really far. I don't know if he'll make it to hometowns. I feel like he's going to be like number five, so super heartbroken. I see him being very heartbroken as well.
Yeah, I could see that too. I'm not disagreeing. I'm putting him at four. You're putting him at five. It's basically tomato, tomato.
I just wanted to make some different picks because, you know, I want to.
He's just been pleasant. Like, I think what he came out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden they're playing like romantic music when they're talking. I'm like, oh, Ivan's a player in this. Who knew?
He's such a catch. That's Becca's favorite from the beginning. She has loved him from the beginning. He's like an aeronautical engineer, like some crazy science job. So he's super, super smart. And he just seems very sweet and down to earth. I just don't think he liked Claire much in the beginning.
Right. I mean, many of them did not.
Clearly, which, like, by the way, remind me never to go on The Bachelorette and then leave halfway through, because all you're going to hear is the rest of the guys talk about how they were not that into you the rest of the time.
I know.
Oh my gosh. My self-confidence could not handle that.
No. And I mean, I think at this point, Claire's, what do you think about Claire and Dale? I feel like the more that this goes on. Oh, okay. Thank you. Actually, did you see, I think this happened today, or maybe I just stumbled upon it today, but it happened recently. Dale like relaunched his YouTube channel. Like, he had a YouTube channel before this, and just like today or a couple days ago, he posted a new video being like, hey, I'm back on my YouTube channel. Like one of those YouTubes. So classic. I just further believe that this is going to end badly for Claire.
Yeah. I truly don't think about them.
Okay, great.
But I agree with you. You're wasting too much time thinking about them.
Do you have any more takes?
I just want to know your thoughts on something. How do you feel about being called a smoke show? Is that offensive to you?
I wrote that down because I do not feel that that is an offensive term. I mean, it's like not the best. It's like, it's not, I love her intelligence, but it's also, I don't think it's that, I don't know. As far as, I wouldn't say it's like a degrading term. I feel like it's just... It's complimenting a woman's appearance and saying that she's very physically attractive. And I think there are definitely way more offensive ways that you can say something like that. I think it's a pretty, I did not have a problem with it. Bennett actually said at one point, like, God, dude, like find a different word. Like, who wants to be called a smoke show? And I wrote down like, I would love to be called a smoke show. Thank you so much. So I didn't find it offensive. What did you think?
That's what I wrote down too. Like, if anyone wants to call me a smoke show, please feel free in the comments, right. Drop a comment below, call away. Yeah, I don't really think that the word itself is offensive. I think sometimes how it's used, like in context, can be a little bit degrading, right? Like, oh, total smoke, blah, blah. Like, I have heard it used in ways where I'm like, okay.
Sure, yeah.
But the way that Chasen originally brought it up, like, I think he was just trying to come up with another way to say she was good looking because they clearly didn't like the adjective that he had chosen. And what I gather from Chasen is that he doesn't have that many adjectives to choose from. He's limited on the number of vocabulary words that he seems to be able to access quickly. So I didn't really find it offensive from him, but the more they played lines of him saying it, because they must have taken every time he said it in an interview and edited it into this episode, I started to get annoyed about it. But I think I was more annoyed.
Because I was like, oh my God, dude, stop saying it. Like, find a different word. But yes, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, please call her something. Because then it just became, oh yeah, I like Tayshia because she's a smoke show. I like Tayshia because she's a smoke show. I like, it's like, give us another reason why you like Tayshia. Like, calling her a smoke show the one time was fine, but you're going to need to come up with some more adjectives. So maybe like hit the dictionary, hit the thesaurus, come back to the interview after you've done a little research.
Yeah, Chasen is so pretty, but unfortunately, I don't think he's very smart.
What is with the Wolverine thing also? Like, what's that?
I don't know. I heard him say something about that, and I was like, what are you even talking about? Was there a reference to that before? Okay, yeah. You read the bio, so you know everything.
It was in his bio. He like said, it was like one of his facts was like his friends call him like the Wolverine. That's his nickname. And I remember reading it in the bio and going, that's a dumber nickname than B-Money. B-Money's way cooler. So loser.
Well, maybe it's because he just kind of looks like Wolverine.
He definitely does. That's probably why. But he was just using it as this thing of like, you don't want to see the Wolverine come out. And then he kept saying, you're not going to wake up tomorrow. And it's like, sir, that means you're going to kill him.
Right. Like, I'm pretty sure he is going to wake up tomorrow.
Like, you're not going to wake up tomorrow. Your mom's going to have to come pick you up. Like, okay, both of those things can't be happening. Either he wakes up and gets in the car with his mom, or he doesn't wake up because you've murdered him. Like, one or the other.
Yeah.
So not coming across as the brightest bulb in the light bulb shop.
No, he's not. And I do think
– but very pretty.
Oh, so pretty. He's like my favorite. He's so pretty. As far as if I was going based on pure physical appearance, Chasen's, I think, the best looking. You're like, no,
B-Money.
He will
do very well on Instagram. Obviously, you know I vote for B-Money.
I know. I was almost about, like, when Ed was saying something like, oh, Chasen is, and his 6,000 followers he's getting tonight or whatever. I was like, you know what? Just to spite Ed, I want to go follow Chasen on Instagram right now. So I hope he gets those Instagram followers he came for.
Yeah, chicken legs.
What do you think of Bennett? I also wrote down, is this the fall of Bennett? When I feel like his personality is finally taking a turn where he's getting annoying.
Yeah, you could have been in my head. I think what I wrote down was Bennett is starting to teeter on the edge of that, like, we know you're an asshole, but you're looking good on TV. So so just stay in the funny, like, self-aware zone. Yeah, I think we are approaching the fall of Bennett. I will not officially call it yet, but I think we are getting towards the slippery slope of Bennett's great demise. I believe that he's doing Chicks in the Office tonight, like they're after the show. I believe that he's on that tonight. Yeah. So I just think that he's done well spinning for himself. So I'm hoping that he's able to spin himself out of looking like a jerk with his self-awareness.
Yeah. I don't even listen to that podcast, but I think maybe I'll actually listen to it now. Cause I'm curious to see what he's like in a podcast setting where I'm curious if what he was doing on the show was more of a character and a facade, which, you know, no judgment at all. You're going on a TV show, like, you need to make the most of your time. So great. But I wonder if he will act like a more normal person when he's just chatting with the chicks.
Great question. I can't wait to find out.
I will listen and report back.
Those are all my takes. That's what I got from this episode.
Same, same, same. I think we honestly hit almost the exact same points in every single thing, except for one thing that is very important. I forgot to make my picks for our fantasy league. And I was doing good. I think I was like in second place and now I'm going to lose. Like, hands down, like, I just lost the competition because I have zero picks for this week.
Yeah, you're out.
This sucks so much. And it was like the one time Becca didn't text us. Because normally our friend who we do the league with, for all the listeners at home, texts us at like 6 or 7 o'clock being like, make sure you make your picks. And normally I was already on it. I did it earlier that day. And I forgot.
Well, you were stressed with moving.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, unfortunately, I'm so sorry. I can't like write in there and be like, I was moving this week, so please give me points. I'm like, I was doing so good. I'm literally going to lose now. There's no way I can come back from this.
Well, so one of our friends who's in the league, I think she like did really, really poorly the first week, and now she's like moving up the ranks. You can definitely move up if you have really good weeks, but I don't think you're going to win.
No, I don't think so either.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm not going to win either.
It doesn't really make me feel any better because I think you just made some really bad choices for yourself in that first week there. And that's on you. That is a personal responsibility thing. Like, why did you? Whatever.
Why did I pick Paige?
Oh, man.
I'm still so mad about that choice. I mean, it's such silly. Why did I let Adam pick?
Seriously, a man who has no understanding of the show, probably didn't even see a promo for the show, just like picked a random dude.
He just pointed at the screen and said, pick that guy. And that was the fall of my bachelor bracket before it even really began.
Yeah. Well, at least
now I just have this problem where I'm just like extremely loyal to like my crew that I put on my team. And so even if I see in the preview that like so-and-so is going to get a one-on-one date, if they're not my people, I'm not putting them on.
Well, that's self-sabotage, but you do you. Like, go off. You're not going to win that way, but you know, you have to live your life.
Get to know me. Self-sabotage. Hey. All right. I think that brings us to Rose and Thorn. Does that look cool?
Yeah, that did look cool. And it honestly like got the sound really in there.
Wow. Lucky viewers, you get my beautiful, soothing singing voice.
We forgot to mention we're also going to start an ASMR podcast after this.
Do you think we're just playing with our microphones today and holding them closer to our mouths, and we really think we're cool.
Because I saw on YouTube it makes better sound quality, but I feel like I'm doing ASMR. Okay, anyway.
That's so nice. Oh my God, I want you to make me a sleep track. Ooh,
okay, I will. Anyways, Rose and Thorn. Okay, you don't have any?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
I can figure it out, but I didn't think about it. Please hold.
I mean, I feel like I could pick some, but they're just going to be like one sentence things that we already discussed.
Okay, I can give someone new my rose that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
Let me think for a thorn. Okay, I got mine.
Okay, you go first then.
All right. So I'm going to be giving my thorn to specifically Wolverine. I don't love that character that he's getting into where he's going to, you know, kill him and fight him or whatever. I just think you're a grown up. You don't need to prove that you're right by fighting. Sit down, relax, put the Wolverine away. I don't know how old you are, but like you're probably not 21 anymore. So Wolverine can have a seat. And I'd like to give my rose. I'm going to go out of left field a little bit here, and I'm going to give my rose to Joe.
Oh, okay.
I'm pausing for you to say who's Joe because I
was pausing, but I didn't say it because I was like, wait, should I know this or not? Okay, so who's Joe?
So Joe is the doctor. He rarely gets any screen time, but in the wrestling date, it was clearly not his element at all. And he was such a good sport. He was the one that was like yelling nice things like, you're such a nice person. Like when they were smack talking. And I just thought he was so sweet. He like doesn't really get a lot of like attention or screen time. He's really good looking. Clearly he's not going to win the show. He's not going to be a front runner, but would love to see him in Paradise. Think that he's a nice addition to Bachelor Nation of like nice guys with good jobs.
Great. I love that. We love Joe.
Thank you.
I will definitely have to keep my eyes peeled for him in the next episode.
Check him out if he makes it that far.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to give my thorn to specifically Noah's mustache because as we touched upon earlier in this episode, but you know, need to elaborate more on, I really do feel that it was a sleazy, attention-grabbing thing. And he thinks, like, I can just tell. Like, he's sitting on his couch right now rewatching this, thinking he's, like, so cool and so funny and so just, like, I'm, like, yeah, frat, bro. Like, I know exactly the kind of person you're talking about. Someone who is in, like, a fraternity in their, like, low-tier fraternity school that is, yeah. Anyway.
Yes, I think the way that you described it as big fish, small pond energy is exactly what he's bringing to the show. And it has no place on The Bachelor.
Totally. We are big, big fish, big pond energy on The Bachelor, right? I was like, did I say that right?
I think we're like, I don't know. I'm going to think on that. I'll get back to you. I don't know what size fish I want.
Medium pond. No, I think you want big fit. Well, the pond is obviously big. This is a national television show. So the pond is big. It's just a matter of what size fish. We obviously don't want, or wait, no, because he was in a small pond before. I'm confused.
I want a down to earth fish from a regular sized pond.
All right. Let us know in the DMs what you guys think about the sizes of specific fish and ponds and other bodies of water. Let us know. Okay. And my rose goes to another inanimate object, specifically Bennett's dirty martini, because every single time that baby is on the screen, it sparkles and shines and steals the show. And every single time I see it, I'm like, oh my God, I want a martini, but I'm moving. So I don't have any gin or vermouth or olives in my apartment currently. Actually, I have no alcohol right now. Tea.
Wow, that's sad. Well, if you date Bennett, he will make one for you every night. And also probably take us on like cool expensive vacations. So could you do that?
I will try. I was about to say, even including his obnoxiousness, don't you feel like we would go together nicely? Like including the obnoxious stupid things he's doing on TV. Because I think I would do things obnoxiously on TV for attention as well.
I think that Bennett may be your perfect match.
More than JPJ?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it might be Bennett. I think we might have found your new match.
Yeah, but JPJ has more like smiley golden retriever energy, which I do also like, because Bennett low-key might intimidate me because he is a bit older. I think he's 36. But
well, okay. Bennett, just let us know if you want to go out on a date with Jackie and then we can test it out and see what kind of golden retriever energy you have, what kind of fish pond energy you have, and then we'll let you know how you do.
Okay.
That's important.
Yeah. So Bennett, slide into the DMs at Jackie Maroney _. Yeah. I'll mull it over. I always had my eyes on JPJ, but yeah, I, out of this season of guys, I feel like I would end up with Bennett and you would end up with beautiful. B-Money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, B-Money, slide into Erin's DMs. She has a boyfriend, but we won't tell him.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to this podcast, so he'll never know.
Amazing. Also, Adam, bad boyfriend alert. Support the podcast, even if it's just put it on mute in the background. We need the downloads.
We do need the downloads. Truly, I don't think he knows how to find the podcast app.
That's okay.
We'll start, teach him. We'll start there. We'll teach him.
Okay.
That's been Bachelor Lab, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for downloading because we do need those downloads. Like and subscribe. Seriously, though.
Swipe up.
But give us an actual rating, but only if it's a 5-star rating. And write a nice review. And follow us on Instagram. I've been really trying with the Instagram and trying to make good content at Bachelor Blab. And then you can follow me at Jackie Maroney _. And I don't want to jinx it, but we may have a special guest next week. And that's all I'm going to say.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's like we never have a guest again. It's just the two of us for the rest of the season. But we have some things in the works.
Lucky you.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you would like to add before we sign off?
No. Stay safe.
Yes.
Wear a mask. Me money. Wait for me.
Yes. Those are all the perfect bullet points. Thank you. I think you summed it up perfectly. But seriously, guys, wear your masks and be safe and be smart over Thanksgiving. Actually, we'll have one more episode before Thanksgiving, so I'll remind you again. But I'm really worried about the second wave, and you should be too. And I will leave it at that.
Do, 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 do. That's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.